This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Big O, what do you think? Matt Ryan or Big Ben for fantasy QB this week? Wow. Big Ben. I'll go Big Ben. You can't go Matt Ryan, dude, until they show you that they get on track. There's too much inconsistency there, whereas at least Pittsburgh is playing. And I think this is a game where there's going to be some high scoring. So I'll go Big Ben. Okay. Orlando, what's the – oh, okay, you got that. When Coke Eyes Gase signed that that pass Cutler, it was – is when I was done with his ass. And the fact that Tannehill got better when he left – Gase was an indictment. Tannehill's only better because he's got a great line. He's got a running game. He's got a defense. And they call the right plays for him. But he's doing good because he's got a really good team around him that will lift him. He doesn't lift the team, dude. He facilitates. It's very overrated what's going on. But, you know, people are short-sighted and they just look at the stats and they think that there's actually like a really good QB there. And he's not. He's just not. Watch when they are in a chaotic state and things break down and he's got to lift it. Watch. It never happens. Never happens. And if Tennessee's trailing and they've got to come back, it won't. Unless Derrick Henry busts for 78-yard runs, you're not going to get there. I'm telling you. It's not. Gase is Gase, but don't use the Tannehill thing like, you know, that's a statement that so many are making, and I think so many are wrong on it, but whatever. It's a lazy take, I think, to be honest with you. I don't believe Ryan is doing anything special over there. He's just facilitating. Dougie Fresh is back, and a little love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Dougie Fresh. Appreciate you, he says. Oh, sitting here in the Panhandle Plasma Center, thinking about your new radio show, Bill as Barry Manilow at 3K, and the world just feels right today. Yeah. I love it. Bro Marshmelly says, whoa, Big O is live on Sunday. We're live every day, Bro Mar. Come on. Big O, Ward's bad scorecards are the running joke. Every time there's a fight on ESPN, it's baffling to me. I know. But Andre Ward, I mean, he threw me off completely yesterday. I saw Andre Ward scored a draw. I was like, bro, get out of here. Just get lost. Get out of my face. You're an insult. You're an insult to that kid, Lopez. He worked his ass off. He put himself in position to win that fight, dominate that fight against a great, great fighter. And you're going to call that a draw and insult that young man? Shame on you. Shame on you, bro. Revo says, Browns haven't won in Pittsburgh since 03. It's fine. I don't think this is the same Browns of the last 30 years, bro. You know? You know, Revo, you got to evolve. I'm going to stay consistent, okay? What do I tell you Dolph fans, the sourpuss ones that chime in and say, oh, no, these are the same Dolphins. No, oh, they're 1-3, and we kept – no, they're not. Oh, no, they're tanking. No, they're not. Oh, they're going to be the same team. They can't draft. They can't win. They can't play because they think it's the same crap from the last 20 years. And I keep telling you, no, it's not. This coach actually looks like he can coach. They've got a real front office. And if you watch the drafts now, they're turning out to be pretty good drafts. This is not the same old Dolphins. So if I'm going to tell you and go out on a limb and say, this ain't the same old Dolphins, they're only going to get better and they're going to be one of the better teams in the league in a couple years here. Well, I'm telling you, the Browns, I think the same thing. This is not the same Browns team. They needed some leadership. And maybe Stefanski's the guy. So if the Browns are going to win, let me ask you something. Did you think the Browns could kick the Ravens' ass like they've done? Remember yet last year? They went and handed the Ravens an absolute beating. Did anybody see that coming? Because nobody picked that. It showed you then last year that the Browns had the kind of talent. And I think we've all said that. I'm not breaking any news here. I'm not enlightening you guys or teaching you anything. You know that the Browns have a ton of talent. They just can't put it together. Well, maybe they are now. Not for Super Bowl, but I think they can make it a game in Pittsburgh. I think they can even win in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to take +4. I'm going to try to be a little ballsy here. Maybe it's dumb. Maybe Revo 13, maybe you're right. But I don't think this is the same Browns. I don't think this is the same Dolphins.
Whenever I hear anything like that, oh, you remember back in the day when we had an automatic ticket to the playoffs and we had that run of beating Buffalo. Was it like 26, 27?
10 years straight, 20
yeah.
straight. Yes.
And I think it was Ferguson was the quarterback at the time.
Joe Ferguson.
And they made the change and they beat us like the next two or three times.
Jerry Butler.
But that was after we owned them like for 26, 20, whatever number of games. It was ridiculous. Man, there's a day when, you know, that thing comes up. The Patriots winning the division. That day, it's over. Man, why not? It's over for Cleveland being the bottom of the barrel in that division.
Yep. It was Jerry Butler, right? Was the receiver? I want to say.
Wow, that, you know what, man? I got to go look it up, but I'm seeing Ferguson and him. Yeah.
I think it was Butler.
The connection works in my head.
I think it was Butler. Somebody help me out there. Was it Jerry Butler? Was the name of the receiver Joe Ferguson was like his number one target, if I remember correctly? Hard to remember everything, dude. It really is. It's hard to remember everything.
Well, we've accumulated a lot of years of stuff to remember, bro. You know what I mean? The file cabinet's getting, you know, we need another file cabinet now.
Yeah.